On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
The Stu Gossard, a man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Goss, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. We appreciate that. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU for a special offer when you sign up. That's code STU, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Billy, the rare episode where I'm excited, but I think you're even more excited than I am. How about that?
What is that supposed to mean? I'm excited about every episode.
No, I know, but listen, we are having a Florida Marlin on, perhaps the best Florida Marlin Miami on. Marlin. Sorry, but that's a fine.
Yeah,
$5?
No fines here, yeah.
When did they rid themselves of the name Florida Marlins?
Like 2012, so 10 years ago only.
I'm still getting used to it,
yeah,
the new name. Okay.
It happens.
But this is your favorite team. Like, yeah. Billy, you're not passionate about a lot in sports. You are passionate about the Marlins and baseball. Why are you objecting to what it is I'm saying? I'm trying to compliment you. This is a big deal for you, what we're going to do today.
It's exciting. We have Jazz on today. Jazz Chisholm of the Miami Marlins, who's the most exciting Marlin. And I'm trying to remember who's... I want to say the last Marlin that had people talking was probably Stanton, right?
Yes, 100%. Yes, that... Yeah. This is the most exciting Marlin since that Marlin that they traded away. And hopefully, they won't trade away this Marlin. Right?
Well, and not just that, but he's exciting and he wants to be exciting. Where Stanton's play was exciting, but Stanton seems to not really want to have fun publicly. I don't know if he's just kind of like a boring person or he just doesn't really like the public side of things. But Jazz seems to really enjoy playing baseball, Twitter, all that stuff. So I'm hoping that this is a fun interview with Jazz. We get to know Jazz a little bit, maybe become friends with him like we did with Homa, but hopefully he's actually, you know, good at what he does.
Yes, I think I'm looking forward to this. I think Jazz has a great personality. He's a great player. I'm trying to think. Jose Fernandez would be another one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In terms of having a buzz. Who are the five most exciting Marlins ever? Juan Pierre has to be up there, right?
Really?
JP?
Five most exciting Marlins ever.
I mean, Billy, Juan Pierre was an exciting player in a sport that's not terribly exciting. Like, I don't know.
I liked Juan Pierre. I would say,
Like, buzz. How do you want to do this? Most exciting or who had the most buzz around him? Because Fernandez, Stanton, Chisholm is certainly in that conversation.
Now, are we talking about, like, best players? Because Cabrera was great, but, like, I don't know that he was, like, he wasn't the same as... Reggie Abercrombie's not on the list, I would say. Reggie Abercrombie, but I don't think he makes the...
Like, Edgar Renteria might make the cut, no? Nah, really? How about Ugla?
Ugla was fun. Ugla was fun for a little bit, yeah.
Yes, there was a buzz around Dan Ugla for a bit, right? Yeah.
Aren't you friendly with Dan Ugla?
I used to be, yeah.
His brother follows me on Twitter, it's kind of weird. He looks just like him.
What's his brother's name?
I don't know. It's like Mike Ugler or something.
Get him on the pod.
Okay, so
I want Mike Ugler on the pod. Okay?
I wanted to run an idea by you, okay? Okay.
I have an idea, too, I want to run by you.
Really?
Yes.
His name actually is Mike Ugler. It's at Mike. You know what? I'm following him back. He follows me, and I never followed him back. I'm following Mike Ugler back.
Let me just tell the story that Dan Ugler and I were friends. We were communicating. Then Dan Ugler got a new phone and a new phone number, and when he sent out his new number to all his contacts, I was not one of them. Okay?
So, that's unfortunate. You got Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, I did, but I still have the old Ugla number in my, and I text it every now and then just to see, just in case you switch back. But I'm good getting Mike Ugla on.
This is what I was thinking. You know how we did God Bless Football, obviously, when we had Chris Gronkowski on instead of Rob Gronkowski, and it led to Rob Gronkowski?
Mm-hmm.
There's another famous sports brother right now that's getting attention, and it is Justin Verlander's brother, Ben Verlander.
Get him.
It's a podcast for Fox Sports, and it's like a baseball podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if we do a podcast or a series of podcasts, and every series we just get famous siblings of the people? So, like, we'll have Ben Verlander on, and we'll have Mike Ugla on, and then maybe we'll get to the actual, famous sibling.
So Ben Verlander, done. Get him on. It will get us to Justin. Mike Ugla doesn't have a podcast, to the best of my knowledge.
Well, we could give him one, right?
God bless baseball.
God bless baseball. With Jabba Chamberlain's brother.
And Mike Ugla, right? No, not Jabba, right?
Jabba, we're going to save you for football season. We'd like us, if you have a sibling, we'd like them to discuss baseball.
I am in on this. Yeah. It's a good idea. So Mike Ugla next week, and perhaps Verlander's brother. What was his name?
Ben Verlander is actually pretty big. I don't know that we could get him on 1 week's
notice. We can get. Listen, look, with all due respect to Ben, I'm bigger. Okay. So get him on.
Okay.
You want to hear my idea?
What?
Did you see the Jets tight end that they drafted from Ohio State?
Yeah.
Did you see the TikTok that they did?
Yes.
With the dad?
Answer's no, but I'm just trying to be supportive.
He's from Lindenhurst, Long Island. And when you're born in Lindenhurst, Long Island, Billy, you have no choice. You're just a Jet fan, okay? Mm-hmm. There are no choices to be made there, because dad's a Jet fan and granddad's a Jet fan and great-great-great-granddad's is a Jet fan. Everyone's a Jet fan, okay? So he went to Ohio State. He was selected, I believe, in the fourth round. He's the number two tight end in the draft, according to all the experts. The Jets drafted him. He hung up the phone. There were a bunch of hats on the table. He said, give me the... Now, he's in a house filled with Jet fans, okay? And his dad is hammered, okay? Like, he's 50 beers in, okay? Yeah. And so he puts the Jet hat on. Everyone starts freaking out because they're all Jet fans. The kid is freaking out. The tight end from Ohio State's freaking out because he always wanted to play for the Jets. He grew up being a Jet fan, and now he gets to play for the team that he loves and the team his dad loves. But the real kicker is his dad. And his dad comes in, and he's hammered, and he's hugging everyone, and then he quiets the entire room like Fireman Ed, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I have been offered father and son combination. Dad, tight end combination. You want it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes! I can't wait. But dad has to be drunk, right?
Yeah, of course. Miller Lite. Okay,
all right. So, Miller, yes. So you're on Ben Verlander, okay? Mike Ugla, and I will get on the tight end and his dad.
Perfect. Good? All right. We'll do it. But for now, let's just talk to Jazz.
Oh, that's fine. Should we give dad a podcast as well?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Okay. Only if he's drunk. Yeah, Miller Lite. Okay, good. You're right. Let's talk to Jazz. I've wasted enough of your time. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
You seem to have so much fun out there, man. Like, you're so grateful. Every time I watch you, Jazz, it seems like you're having fun and you're just grateful for this opportunity, huh?
Yeah, man, it's just a lot of fun to be out there. You know, it's just a dream come true.
Jazz, did you ever think that you were going to be leading the league in OPS?
Because you're a badass.
I mean, honestly, to myself, yes. To many people, probably no, but to myself, 100%.
Do the doubters drive you? How does that work for you? Yeah.
I mean, like me, I'm super confident in what I do and I trust my ability. So to myself, I always know, like, I always think I can lead the league in everything, honestly, myself.
Is there a particular person that said, Jazz, you're not going to make it? And then when you lead the majors at OPS through the first, you know, week or so of the season, are you thinking to that? Like, is there a specific person you're thinking about that motivated you?
I mean, I have a couple.
There is, Jazz. I see it.
I mean, you know, you have your old coaches that told you that you weren't going to make it nowhere. Now, you know, look where I'm at now. Like, I was the smallest guy on every team I played for in the minor leagues. Was told I was never going to hit home runs. And look at me now.
Home plate umpires telling you get back in the box and you turn around and you say, yo, chill. How great is stuff like that, by the way?
What happened there? I mean, yeah, what happened there?
It's like a dream come true, bro. It's just he wanted me to get back in the box off of him thinking that I was still mad at him about the first pitch. And I wasn't really even mad. I was just mad at myself that I got, like, out of my own thing, you know, like, I'm trying to stay locked in. I don't really care what he got to say back there. You know, I'm trying to play baseball. So I'm just trying to stay locked in and get my stuff done. So got frustrated at myself and he wanted me to rush to get back in. I was like, bro, we ain't got to, what are we rushing for? Chill. Like, it's not, like, I'm not mad at you, bro.
It's baseball. Like, this game's going to go on for 4 hours and you can wait 20. Yeah.
They're trying to speed up the game though, Jazz. Nah. That's all they're trying to do. But you're saying, I'm going to take my time and hit one out of the park. Right.
Yeah, you see all the other guys take their time and know. I haven't seen an umpire clap at someone yet.
Did you say anything to the ump on the way around or like when you got home?
Nah, I just.
You wanted to though, right, Jazz? You wanted to.
Like I said, like you get in those moments, you do want this. You want to say something, but that's when like I said, from last year to this year. Last year, I probably would have said something. This year is where I had to mature, you know, not in the game.
What changed?
I mean, because like last year, the more you say stuff, the more frustrated you get yourself. You know what I mean? Like you think you're letting out frustration by saying something, but it's actually building up on you more because that's when you get more frustrated. Because you say something to him, he's going to say something back and then it just goes back and forth. And that's not the game we're trying to play. I'm trying to play a game where he throws the ball and I hit it, not him talk to me and I talk back to him.
Jazz Chisholm. Yeah. No, we know what you mean. They throw it, you hit it. Exactly. Right. Not the get the hell out of the way, man. He's not. Listen, they're there to see you, Jazz. They're not there to see an umpire, right?
Yeah. Angel Hernandez, they're there to see him, though.
Well, Angel Hernandez is there to see himself.
I love Angel. He's a great guy.
You love Angel? Why do you love Angel?
He's a great guy.
He is?
No, he's a great guy. Like, I swear to God. You think, like, how many stuff that goes on with Angel because, you know, like, some of the calls that goes on and stuff. But, like, you talk to him, like, every game. He's really a great guy. Like, I see him on the bases and see him behind the plate and talk to him all the time. So he's pretty cool.
Is there one you can't stand? Like, you see he's out there, he's on your game. You're like, oh, shit.
I mean, no, I haven't got thrown.
Yeah, that's a good move. Don't say that.
I almost got you, Jeff.
No, the move is you go up, you butter the umpire. Like, hey, Angel, how's it going? Maybe every time you go up to home plate, you bring him a gift or something on the way in. Like, hey, I was thinking about you this weekend. Here's a keychain from Pittsburgh or something like that.
That's a good idea. Yeah, bring the umps a gift. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Oh, why don't you do this? You come out and you say, hey, listen. This isn't a gift. This is the new edition of MLB The Show. I signed it for you. I know that you have kids or grandkids that would love this. And then you just hand them MLB The Show.
Yeah.
And they'll still give you, you still get a back call. So it doesn't matter.
So it's pointless like I said, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's why I said, like, when it comes to the game, me and umpires aren't friends because I'm trying to compete. He might make a bad call and I'm mad, and he's not. Like, he's just trying to do his job.
Right.
But when they're not behind the plate, everybody's cool.
Jazz, when was the first time you picked up a baseball bat?
I probably was like a couple months when I picked up my first baseball bat. And my grandma played softball, so like she was always at the field. She played professional softball, so she was always at the field. And I'd always go to watch her, and that's who inspired me really to play baseball.
So how does that happen? Explain to us, because I want the audience to get a chance to know you a little bit here. So how does that happen? So you're a couple of months old. You pick up a baseball bat for the first time. So how does a kid from Nassau, Bahamas go from that point to the major leagues?
I mean, I had a superstar grandma. That's why.
Grandmas are the best, man.
Man, I had a grandma that was a superstar, that everywhere she turned, everybody knew who she was. Everybody knew who I was. Just like from being a kid, like, oh my God, you're Pat's grandson. You know what I mean? Like, I know your grandma, she's a great player. And if you're playing too, you're going to be great one day too. Like, stuff like that, just going around. So she played professional softball. And only thing I wanted to do is be like my grandma. You know what I mean? Like, my grandma was like my idol when I was growing up. So that was just how it was. Just watching her every day. She put a bat in my hand. Every day I go to the field, I tried to get on the field. And that's just how it happened.
Did you have players or teams? Because like, you're from the Bahamas. There's not a ton of Major League Baseballs from the Bahamas, at least growing up, that you looked up to, or that like particular teams you rooted for?
So when I was around 12 was my first Major League Baseball game I went to. And it was the Braves versus the Marlins, which is a big coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Dan Ugla. It was the old Marlins. Dan Ugla hit a homer. You have Hanley looking like this is when I really saw, like, when people used to tell me like size mattered. Cause when I was younger, I never saw a big leaguer in person except Anton Richardson, who was climbing up to the minor leagues at the time. So I was like, I've never seen a big leaguer in person. So I saw Hanley Ramirez, and he's like a 6'4" shortstop.
Right.
And I'm looking like, I'm a shortstop. You know what I mean? Like, how am I supposed to be hitting homers looking like this guy? I know I'm not going to be that size when I grow up. You know what I mean?
How do you hit the ball so far? Because you're like 5'11", like 180 pounds.
You put the short and shortstop, man. I mean, you did.
Oh, jeez.
No, that's what he's saying. He's saying he had no idea that someone his size could be this great.
But he wasn't saying it like that.
Right? No, Mikey, hey, that's what he's saying. He's saying he thought he had to be the size of Hanley Ramirez, A-Rod, Derek Jeter, guys like that.
Yeah. Like, because when I was looking at the time, when you looked around the league, you looked at Hanley, you looked at Cano as an infielder.
Right.
You had Ugla as an infielder. You had Jeter, A-Rod, Beltre. Like, those guys were like prime great defenders at the same time. So, like, you got 6'3", 6'2", 6'4", guys playing the middle of the infield and dropping 450-foot tanks. And I'm just like, man, I'm going to learn how to hit homers.
Is that why when you do it, you talk your shit? Because you're like, look, I'm not little. I can do what you're doing.
Yeah, honestly. Like, I feel like if I don't play like that, I won't play good at all. That's just the honest opinion of Jazz. Like, if Jazz doesn't play like he's the best person out there, or he doesn't feel like he's the best person out there to be like the cockiness of being that guy,
mm-hmm.
he won't play like that guy.
Right.
Not to get too into it, but is that why when you're not in the lineup after doing something, is that why you get upset? Is that why you see like the tweets and stuff like that? You'll retweet it because that's like what's motivating you to keep going?
I mean, like you said, like when you get upset, you always want to come in and do better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a person that likes to doubt. Like, I like being doubted a lot because I know I got the potential to just – I love shutting people up. Like the night before – the game in Atlanta, I had a fan just telling me about how, like, it was like under some of the comments telling me how I struck out the first night, like three punch outs in the first night in Atlanta.
And the Braves are the worst. Ignore them. Atlanta sucks. The Braves.
That was the
worst
part about it. I was like, I hope you come and bring some kicks to the field tomorrow because I'm going deep tomorrow on the first pitch. And then I did. And I want my Jordans when I round the bases too. You feel me? Like, just talking to a fan, like, I'm glad you told me that I went 0-for-3 today with 3 Ks. Now I'm going to come back and hit a homer, and I want you to bring some kicks at home plate for me. Thank you.
How good did that feel?
He hit me up on my DMs, and he said, bro, that was some Babe Ruth stuff, bro. You the GOAT, for real. Like, that's the stuff I like. I love stuff like that. Like, that gets me going. Like, you tell me that I can't do nothing, and then I'm going to come back and go crazy.
I'm wondering here because Billy, who's sitting next to me, he gets very upset when Donnie takes you out of the game. He feels like you should be in there every inning of every game. Billy, I don't want to speak for you. You finish it off.
Well,
here.
You are.
I know. But Billy, I'm telling the truth here. You get mad when Donnie takes Jazz out of the games. Like, no more taking Jazz out.
Jazz right? leads the team in everything, essentially, offensively. He leads the team in home run, everything. Right. He leads the league in OPS. There's people out there, Jazz, and I'm not going to, you know, mention any names and think, oh, Jazz can't hit the lefty. So when lefties come up, we got to take them out. And I say, you know what? Let's say that is the truth, right? Which I'm not saying, but let's say that is the truth. Jazz is not going to get better at hitting lefties if he's not in there against lefties.
Exactly right.
So what are we supposed to do here? Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It takes the reps to get better. Like, it's hard to be better at something when you don't get the reps. But I mean, as in being pinch hit for, I feel like if you're not mad that someone's pinch hitting for you, you don't want to be a superstar. That's Jazz, the way I look at it.
Give me your top five things. I've been thinking about this all weekend because I love going to the Bahamas, Nassau in particular. Oh. So does Billy. Okay, we all do. Mikey A, you grew up in Nassau, mm-hmm. Bahamas. Okay, mm-hmm. Give me your top three things about Nassau, Bahamas. Because for me, it's the lazy river at the Atlantis Hotel. That would be number one.
I'm about
on my
to
list.
Say the water park is actually one of my top. Yes, things.
It's gotten outrageous though, Jazz. Like, the price to go to that water park is insane.
I mean, it comes with your room.
Well, I mean, I'm not rich, Jazz. I'm not like you. I don't stay at the Atlantis. I go on a cruise and then I try to make my way over to the Atlantis. And now it's like $200 to get in. And it's like, I'm going to pay $200 to go to the water park. Because then, you know, what happens is the last time I went on a cruise, I wanted to go to that water park and I paid and then it rained and I couldn't go and I didn't get a refund. And I was out like $150. I was like, this is a giant waste of money.
Jazz, everything he's saying is correct, but you stayed at the Atlantis with me.
Yeah, like, I didn't pay for that. I had one time that I stayed at the Atlantis. But aside from that, I only go when like I'm on a cruise and I had to go. And I'm going to be honest with you, Jazz, that same cruise I got engaged, but that still ruined my trip, not being able to go to the water park. I know it was supposed to be a happy trip because I got engaged. I got engaged and it should have been a fun trip. But the whole time, all I'm thinking about is that I couldn't go to the water park because it rained.
You know what I thought you were saying just now? I thought that you were saying that like it wasn't fun because you got engaged on the trip. I was like, wow.
Well, I mean,
that'd be a bad way
to start a different conversation. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so you love the water park at the Atlantis, right? So
I love it.
Are you doing all the slides?
Oh, yeah. All. Yeah. Oh, trust me. So, like, my uncle used to work there when I was younger. So, like, they had to test out all the slides before it opened and all that stuff. What? And he was a lifeguard. So, when we were younger, we got to go down, like, how you guys have to go down a slide with feet first.
Yeah.
Arms,
yeah.
Like, nah, I'm going down slide head first.
You were not going down the slides head first. The ones that go, like, through the sharks, you're not going down.
I wish
first.
We had, like waterproof phones. Like, before. I would still go down head first.
Okay.
Like,
all right. Well, this is what we're going to do. Yes. Me, you, Stugatz, Mikey, Ben can come too if he wants. We're going to go to the Atlantis together and done. Then we can go down the slides and then you can prove that you do these things because good. I'm not sure.
Oh, man, I'm not scared to go down head first. I promise you.
Wait, Jazz, is this a date off season? Is this a date? Can we do this?
We can make this.
Okay, yes. Perfect. You can invite Charlie Sheen too because I saw you and him are friends now. I don't know how it is that went about happening, but Charlie Sheen
it's
was
been
calling
like a couple
you.
Months now.
Well, how does that happen? Charlie Sheen just calls you out of the blue and you just believe it's Charlie Sheen? Because if someone called me pretending to be Charlie Sheen, I'd think that they were using like a soundboard on the internet or something.
So, I mean, I met his best friend and his best friend was like, yo, like my best friend is Charlie Sheen and he thinks that you're the best player in the league. It's like, I haven't even done anything yet. Like, I haven't played a season yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm into my rookie year at this point. And he was like, bro, he thinks you're the best thing that walks the earth. And, like, he sends your kids off to school and your T-shirts and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, bet. Like, tell him to call me. He was like, for real? And I was like, yeah, he can call me, bro, anytime. And when I got to talk to him, he was like, bro, I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. This is the first time we ever talked. And it's like a year ago. And he was just like, man, I can't believe, bro, I'm one of your biggest fans. And I'm like, bro, that's cool, bro. Like, we got to meet up one time or something. And then ever since then, he's been calling me, like, after some series, like, from last year, he called me, and this year, too.
Is he becoming a pest or no?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, at a certain point, like, Charlie enough. Like, lay off a bit, you know?
It's
a
little ignore.
Yeah.
Be honest, Jeff. No? No, he's good.
Is he becoming a what?
Like a pest, like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, like he's bothering you. Like, no. Stop calling me so much, Charlie, you know?
I love it.
Okay.
I love that, bro. Right. Like, Charlie Sheen was one of my favorite guys to watch growing up, like off of Two and a Half Men. So I love it, bro. Every time he sends me a message, it's just like, wow, still. Like, it's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, but if it was the other brother from Two and a Half Men, you'd be like, lay low a little bit. Like, stop. Leave me alone.
Right. Nah. Well, Jazz, here's the question. Jazz, can I call you? Like, I want to have the same access to you as Charlie Sheen. Is that possible? Yes.
I mean, it's cool.
We're going to the Bahamas already. So don't push it.
Jazz, there's a couple of things here, okay? Next time you come on, and we're hoping there's a next time, I'd have you on any time. We want you to call Charlie Sheen while you're on the air with us. We get him on, okay?
Oh, he's definitely sleeping right now.
Yeah, we know he's sleeping.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Maybe we'll do it on the West Coast or something. We'll figure it out.
But yeah, if we do it on the West Coast, he probably join.
The other thing is off season, me, you, Billy, Charlie, Mikey A, Atlantis, Slide, you show us how to do it. And you can I'm telling you right now, invite Ben.
You can't be
invite
scared, Frizzell.
Yeah.
If I'm going down head first, y'all can't be scared.
No, I'll go head first if you go head first.
Well, but look, here's the thing. You have to be a little bit careful because I'm a Marlins fan and I don't want you to be getting injured and then it being my responsibility.
He's an expert.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, like the slides won't hit you. Like you don't have any like into the slide. You just go down the slide head first. It's going to have you like, you know, a little down.
Yeah.
A little sideways, a little crazy, but it ain't nothing I ain't done before.
That lazy river, though, is the best, right? The lazy river.
Yeah, bro. I sit in that for like 3 hours.
No, but you have to go down the rough side where the big waves come.
Big waves hit you?
Yeah.
Let the guys drag you deep in there?
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunately, there's only like 150 games to go. I want to go on this trip right now.
I was going to say All-Star break, but you should be playing in the All-Star game, so it's not going to be that, unfortunately.
There we go. That's exactly what I'm thinking, too.
What are you doing with MLB The Show? How'd you become such a big gamer, Jazz?
I mean, when I was younger, everything I really wanted to do is what I played, on video games. So, like, I played a lot of sports video games. Like, I even played, like, I played golf video games, like Tiger Woods and all them stuff. Like, I have probably every baseball video game known to man. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how big of a gamer I was into, like, baseball and sports games. Like, I still to this day probably haven't played, like, a fantasy game in my life. Like, I've only played sports games.
You've never played, like, Mario Party or Mario Kart or any of those?
I'm talking about, like, Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So this is a big honor for you to be able to do this with MLB.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy to me.
Who are some of, like, the older guys you like to go back and play? Like, is, like, Kirk Gibson? Who are some of the guys?
like, my favorite card to use probably, like, from back then is, like, Griffey. The Griffey card is always, like, very overpowered. I'm not going to lie. Like, his swing is just the best swing ever.
Did you play Ken Griffey Baseball on N64?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come God. On. One of the best games. Ken Griffey's it was a cheat code playing it's always Ken Griffey on that. His circle was the entire strike zone. You couldn't miss if you were playing with Ken Griffey Jr.
Man.
That was, no offense to the show. Well, look, we'll just say this. MLB The Show, greatest sports video game of all time.
Ever.
Now, Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball, second greatest video game of all time. That game was incredible, Stu Gatz.
You think Griffey would agree with you, though?
Would Ken Griffey agree with me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Question.
What, I like do you think Ken Griffey doesn't like his own video game? What do you think he thinks is the best
video game? He likes that strike zone.
Well, he thinks The Show is the best video game. Everybody thinks The Show is the best video game. Yeah.
He's part of The Show, too. So.
Yeah, no. He thinks that The Show is the best video game. But here's the thing about Ken Griffey Baseball. You could still play it today. There's a lot of video games that you can't play today just because you're like, wow, this game is so slow in comparison. But Ken Griffey Baseball is great. Not that, you know, The Show is better.
Right.
And you could play with legendary players like Dontrelle Willis, Randy Johnson, 1984 Kirk Gibson. I don't really understand why you would play with him because at the time he was like limping out there to go and get that home run.
He was old.
It was like a legendary moment. But like if I was playing with him, I would probably pinch run John Birdie for him if he got a hit, honestly.
Pinch hit Larry Walker.
Yeah,
no doubt. Oh, you like those Rocky teams, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bichette.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some quick fill in the blank and we'll get you out of here, okay? Let you get back to bed, okay? Are you going back to bed after this? Like, are you going to sleep till 5? You are?
Oh, yeah. It's 8 o'clock right now. I'm about to get me a cool another, like, 10 to 9 hours of sleep.
All right. I'll do this quickly. The pitcher Jazz Chisholm can't stand facing is blank.
The pitcher Jazz Chisholm can't stand facing?
Yeah, facing.
It's Jazz Chisholm.
The pitcher Jazz loves to face is blank. All of them?
Yeah. Everybody else except Jazz Chisholm.
Right. A perfect off day for Jazz is blank.
Oh, just full of sleep.
Right. We're ruining your off day.
Yeah, we ruined really perfect off day. Yeah. Yep.
Man. I'll have to go f*** ourselves, Jazz. Seriously.
Oh, God.
But we're friends. We're going to the Bahamas together. Okay.
You're going to the Bahamas together, so that's fine.
Jazz, yes. What should we do when we go to NASA? Not necessarily if you're there, because when everybody goes to NASA, like I'm going to go to NASA in like a month, right?
On you go swim with the pigs.
What do I do though? That like not the touristy things. Where should I go in NASA?
Oh, not the touristy things.
Yeah, like everything. To get the real NASA.
Because the jet skis, the parasailers, those guys. I mean, I don't trust any of that. What's going on there? I mean, almost flew me into a building. I mean, he did.
What?
I went on my honeymoon. I was in the Bahamas. He almost flew me into a building. I mean,
wow. Yeah. I'd say you got to get off of like Paradise Island.
Yeah.
You got to stay like downtown, like stay in the West area. Like you'll find a lot of things. Like it's called Fish Fry. Great place.
An irrational fear for Jazz Chisholm is blank. Something you're scared of that we'd be surprised you're scared of. Like, I'm afraid of frogs, Jazz.
I'm scared of getting eaten by a lion.
Me too.
But who is it?
Me
that's
too.
Not irrational. That's totally rational.
You would be surprised that that's my biggest fear.
Do you come across a lot of lions or?
No, it's just like, imagine one day you just have a lion in front of you. What are you going to do?
Good point.
How is that not your biggest fear?
But
I think that's everyone's biggest fear. But
nobody ever says it.
It's a good point, right? Like, well, I think it goes like without saying though.
Falling okay. off a cliff, like falling out a window or something. Like,
yeah. Well,
so heights.
Who's gonna fall? How are you gonna get to a cliff to fall out of it?
Well, also, but how is a lion gonna get in front of you to eat you? Is kind of a question. Yeah,
don't we live in a country where zoos are everywhere?
Yeah, but most of those lions.
Have you ever seen Madagascar?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Madagascar, they did escape.
That's a good point. Yeah.
All right, Madagascar. Chaz. Yeah.
Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Your favorite singer is blank. Who do you like?
My favorite singer?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I would say I like Chris Brown.
Mm. Okay. The song you will sing out loud in your car every time it comes on is blank.
I would definitely say Super Gremlin by Kodak Black.
Jazz, I want to go back to the lion eating you for a second.
Favorites.
What are the top five animals that you're afraid of eating you? Because I feel like sharks is high on a lot of people's list too, but you don't seem to be worried about sharks.
I'm a fish myself. Shark got to be worried about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say
the shark's biggest fear is Jazz.
Eating. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He got to worry about me. I'm a shark in the water too.
That is so amazing.
But like I think everything is about on land for me. Water isn't a problem. I feel comfortable in the water.
Mm.
But like, it's just like on land, like a lion, I know I'm not like, it's just physically not possible for me to beat a lion in a fight. It's never happened.
What about like a baby lion?
Never happened.
Really?
Because if they lick me, they can kill me at that point. Right. If you didn't know that about lions.
I didn't know that. Lions can kill you by licking you?
What? They can lick your skin off your bone.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
If they want
Everyone
to.
Does.
You didn't know that.
Yes, I did.
Their tongue is like very sharp. Like it's actually like just like teeth.
Sandpaper. But like-
what?
To the nth degree.
No, you're making that up. The three of you got together and you decided to talk about this before to trick me.
Bro, trust me, bro. I'm going to tell you this for real. Like, I do my study on animals. And,
really?
Like, my favorite animals are the ones that I'm most afraid of getting eaten by.
Why?
Because,
what about like puppies? You don't like puppies?
I mean, they're not my top five.
Right. What's your top five animals?
Give us top five animals. This is very exciting.
Top five animals.
Everyone, listen, everyone slow down and let Jazz give us his top five animals. Okay, yeah. Everyone slow down. MLB The Show. We'll get back to it in a second. Jazz Chisholm, second baseman with the Marlins, infielder joining us here on Stupidity. Top five animals. Here we go. Ready? Everyone get the hell out of the way for Jazz.
Okay, number one, I'm a wolf guy.
Well, hold on. Go backwards. Build up to this. Now we know your favorite animal is a wolf, and now it's like, well,
let's make wolf number two and let's start at five.
Okay, let's start at five. Yeah, like count us down so we get excited.
All right.
Okay, like number five is a leopard.
Leopard.
Wow, a leopard.
But you're afraid of these two, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
You said it's top five of the ones he's most afraid of.
But think of it. I'll tell you the reason why I'm like these animals are like this to me, because like a leopard is the strongest cat in the world, if you didn't know.
Andres Galarraga was strong.
Mm-hmm. The big cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the big cat. Like,
yeah.
They kill alligators and then swim with them and then climb up trees with the alligator in their mouth. Like, who else does that? Lions can't even do that.
You're right.
Mm.
All right. Good start. Leopard number five. Go
tigers.
Tigers. Okay.
Hmm.
Mm.
Definitely a tiger guy.
Right.
But then I'm not going to lie to you. Kind of afraid of elephants.
Oh,
yeah.
Getting mauled.
Yep. So but,
like, you know, like they're kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say lions would be number two.
Right.
And then wolves would be number one. But like I told you, the explanation for the lions already, but the wolf.
Yeah.
It's like the reason the wolf is number one for me is because I feel like I'm a wolf. You feel me? Like I always want to be an alpha. Like I never want to lead, like follow nobody. Mm. That's just how I am. I'm not a follower. So,
are like, you a lone wolf or are you like in a wolf pack?
I'm like my family's everything to me. Like we're a pack no matter where we go. Like we're a pack, but like I always love leading the pack. Like I was never a person to be second in command, third in command, fourth in command. If I'm not first in command, I'm not doing my thing.
Who's the lion in the Marlins clubhouse? Like the guy you just don't want to try because he's going to kick some ass.
Wow.
Is there anyone?
Everybody's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'd say you just have everybody has their own thing, you know, like everybody knows, like a lot of guys in the clubhouse that were probably grew up in bad spots. You know what I mean? Like a lot of spots ain't the safest in the world, you know?
So yeah.
A lot of guys ain't have like they came from those kind of places. So you got a couple guys, I think.
What was the most valuable lesson that you learned? Did you like absorb as much as you could from Derek Jeter while he was down here in South Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to pick his brain all the time. But like I said, like focused work was like the main thing. Like it's just focusing. Like
right. His
main thing he always preached to me is like, bro, if you focus, you'll be the best.
Mm-hmm. Jazz, you think you're going to be you think you're either the best player in baseball right now or you're going to be the best player in baseball at some point, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love
that. Yes. I've always thought that.
You're like, a bleeping wolf, dude. You really are. You're a fucking wolf, man.
Chaz, we got to get you together with Ron. Have you met Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
I'm not going to the zoo.
No, we got to get you to the zoo
he's
with Ron
of
McGill.
These things,
no,
dude.
But that's this is how we conquer the fear.
Right.
This is what we do.
Oh,
we got to get you in contact.
I'm going to go close to a lion.
Why not?
You're out of here.
Wait, Chaz, I don't like animals either. I said I'm afraid of frogs, okay? But I went down to Zoo Miami with Ron McGill.
Yeah.
And the VIP tour he took me on and the one he'll take you on. You will never feel afraid, not for one second. He talks to the animals,
yeah,
man. He does.
You could feed giraffes. You don't want to feed a giraffe?
I don't mind feeding giraffes.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. All you right. Pick and choose
but if
what
a
you
lion,
want to
lion,
yeah.
You think I'm going to feed a lion?
No. Yeah, maybe.
You look at the lion from outside the cage. Ron deals with the lion inside the cage.
Let's build up.
Feed the giraffe to the lion.
No, we can build up to this. This is what I'm thinking. We start small, right? We start by feeding fish and then we'll go to like the petting zoo. We could feed like a goat or something like that, right? And then we'll just work our way up until we get to like rhinos or elephants or lions or something like that.
Oh,
yeah. I'm writing this down. I'm going to call Ron right after this.
Jazz,
yeah.
We got plans. A day at the zoo. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to the Atlantis and Charlie zoo. Sheen's coming to everything.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. You think we're going to have to invite Ron to Atlantis then? Or?
Maybe. I don't know.
It depends if Jazz likes him or not.
The thing is, Ron's also like 8 feet tall, so he might be too tall for some of these slides. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Ow.
I'm a little suspicious about how dark his hair is, but we don't need to talk about that.
All right, Jazz. So we have plans. We have a date. All off-season stuff, okay? I want you to focus on on baseball in season. One more time on the way out. We appreciate your time, my man. MLB The Show. Tell us about it. Tell us what's going on there. Get people excited about MLB The Show.
We got together to really do something fun. You know, like a lot of kids like me grow up and one day really wish they could do just this. Like, this is a dream come true for any kid that grew up playing the game. So I feel like it's just the best opportunity ever that MLB gave me a chance to actually come and kind of be a spokesperson for the season, you know, and help them with the game.
All right, man. Hey, we appreciate it. This has been fun. You're a good man. You're a great player. You're an exciting player. Thank you for making the game more fun, because on behalf of me and Billy, we've been searching for fun baseball players, and we have you right down here locally in South Florida. It's awesome, man.
Except Ronald Acuña Jr. I've had it with him. Yeah. A little too much of him.
So have you, right? So have you, Jazz. Enough of him.
You know, I hope he gets better soon, but enough of him. Tired of him.
I mean, like I said, I love watching him play.
Right.
It's just too bad that he tortures us.
Exactly. Honestly. Exactly. Yeah. I like watching him play too if he wasn't in a Braves uniform beating the Marlins constantly.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I said, but then he got me to worry about too.
That's right. The lion, the wolf.
Exactly right.
The wolf. Mm-hmm. The wolf.
All right, Jazz. Hopefully we'll do this again in season. Next time Charlie's going to come on, but off season, okay? Me, you, Billy, Mikey A, Ron McGill, perhaps. Mm-hmm. We are going to the Atlantis. We are going to test it. We're not going to test him out. We're going on every slide together. If you go head first, I go head first, okay? That's how I roll.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And the zoo, Jazz.
Yep. We got plans, man. Yeah. But focus on the next 150 games, okay? Yeah.
Of course.
All right.
And the playoffs. Playoffs?
Playoff championship.
MVP.
That's MVP. My guy.
Championship.
That's MVP. What I'm talking about.
MVP. There it is. That got him excited. MVP.
Yes, sir.
Yep,
yes,
you're going for it this year. That's go get it, Jazz. Exactly
right. I'm thinking this is the offseason you get a monster extension too. What do you think?
Yeah. He ain't saying shit.
Nine figures. You think
you win the MVP or even come in the top five in voting? Okay, that will take care of itself, and you know that. Okay.
He's not going to say anything. Jazz is going to be so big that, you know, that how they used to have the home run sculpture in the outfield that they put outside.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a bunch of Jazzes jumping over Jazz. They're just going to redo the statue. That's how much he's going to mean to this franchise.
Give me a team of eight Jazzes, nine, actually, and I'll go win a championship. How about that? Agreed. Yeah. Next time we do this, just nod your head up and down or side to side. Okay. You are fantastic. Jazz, thank you for being a good man. Thank you for being a great baseball player. We appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you guys for having me on, man. Thank you.
All right.
Stugatz.
Billy.
We're going to the Bahamas and Miami with Jazz. How about that?
The lazy river. Let it take you where it takes you, Billy.
That's right.
Did you like Jazz? Were you happy with that, right?
I was happy with that. I do hope that we are able to go to Zoo Miami, though, and try to pet some animals with Ron McGill and Jazz, and then obviously the Bahamas.
That would be great. Look at me, Ron.
If I had to choose only one, though, I'll be honest with you. I love Ron. I'd rather go to Atlantis with Jazz than Zoo Miami.
Would you rather go to the Atlantis with Ron, though?
Ron on vacation is probably crazy.
Vacation Ron on those slides.
I don't think he'd be able to go on them. I think there's like...
He's too tall.
Yeah. Next week, we need to ask Ron when he's on the main show. Like, Ron, can you go on slides? Ron, can you ride roller coasters? Ron, can you do this?
I really enjoy Jazz. You have to get Birdie on the podcast, okay?
Yeah.
your nemesis, okay?
Well, okay. We'll work on that.
Do you ever think we'll get another Marlin on, or what do you think?
I guess we'll find out.
Stupidity. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that?
Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.